Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Number one LSU and number four Oklahoma in the Peach Bowl college football playoff semifinals, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Herb Tyler. I'm Christian Garrick.
When I hear that song, I get free songs. I get goosebumps.
I'm ready to run up and down these aisles up in houses, man.
Oh, victory for LSU. Hopefully that's the case today.
It will be.
Amen. Hopefully.
It will be. Yes,
it's actually, go Tigers.
It's actually Herb Teasy, just so you know. You haven't been on the show consistently in a while, so it's Herb Teasy.
Herb Teasy off the heezy for sheezy, best believe me, baby.
Oh, I like that.
He can also play a piano, I've learned.
Oh.
Very well. I'm a pianist.
A pianist.
God.
Sometimes I'm a pianist. But I tell you what, that's always a good thing to be able to have that skill set.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. It's very
Where
delightful.
Do I go from
very
here?
Delightful.
Where do I go from here?
Where do you go from here? I can tell you right now, Christian, that I'm interested to see if Oklahoma's defense is new and improved compared to last year.
Well, they say that it is, though, right?
Okay,
from 100 to 50.
So, Herb, so that's where I'm kind of looking, because they kind of somewhat copied LSU as far as bringing in a top-notch defensive coordinator and paying him.
How about the name Grinch?
Oklahoma Sooner fans hoping he's the Grinch.
They're trying to steal out Christmas.
But
it's not going to happen.
But, I mean, what are we paying, Aranda? 2.5?
Yeah, 2.5.
Well, I'm looking, talking about Grinch. Riley hired defensive coordinator Alex Grinch away from Ohio State.
Yep.
They're giving him $1.4 million. So they kind of keeping up with the Joneses. They're trying to get it done. But
you know how that defense is built, though? I find it interesting. They go by the speed D, right? So they're undersized. They got their D-linemen that have shed pounds, dropped.
Fly to the football, huh?
Population at the football. That's how they want to play defense.
Well, and you look at it in one season, Herman mentioned this, they jumped from 101 in scoring defense to 49. They were giving up 33.5 points allowed per game. Well, now they're giving up 24.5.
Yeah.
But that's not going against LSU.
Right.
They were 114th in total defense. Given up 453 yards allowed. That's ridiculous. Now they back down to 24.
Right.
Giving up 330.5. Then you even looking at it like yards per play, like splash plays.
Yep.
They were 42nd in the nation, giving up 5.2 yards per play. Last year they were 102nd, giving up 6.1 yards per play. So basically when you look at it, they cut everything in half.
Everything.
When they were like in the hundreds, 114. 102, 101, all of that points, total yards given up in a game, yards per play, they've all kind of chopped that in half with this new defensive coordinator, Alex
Grinch. And I think that's a great thing that they've done, but they're still number 49.
Yeah.
And you're about to play the number one, number two ranked
offense
in the country.
Yeah.
So we should really still continue to do what we do best, and that's get the ball, push the ball down the field, make splash plays, take advantage of every one-on-one matchup that we have, and then run the ball as well as we can.
Be physical with an undersized front. They're going to be small. You should be able to push them and move them around in the running game.
And look at this. They're giving up, like I said, 24.5 points a game.
Yep.
Coach Raleigh would probably think that that'd be a win for their team if LSU only scored 31. You know, they might say, well, you know, when I say the LSU had 31 or 34 points, he might say, well, you know, that's the kind of game that we expect. We got to outscore them. You know, he would think that'd be a big win if their defense is holding LSU to 31 or 34 points. That's what I think.
I think he probably would. But at the end of the day, even if they held them at 31, based upon what I think is going to happen, they're still going to lose. And this has been proven in the past with Oklahoma. Every time they try to outscore someone in the college playoffs, they don't win. They do not outscore the other team because their defense continues.
LSU welcomes the shootout. I mean, because they're more equipped and more explosive than Oklahoma's
offense.
But Herb
saying, and I think I don't care what the rule changes, if you score in the 30s, you shouldn't lose if your defense is worth their salt.
Absolutely.
So Herb's taking the approach. What has the LSU defense done for me lately is going to all of a sudden build upon and not have the Ole Miss type game, right, Herb?
Absolutely. That's exactly what I'm saying. And that's the only way I think that we can play this game. I don't see us I don't see us reverting back to the defense that we saw the first six weeks of the season.
Gotcha.
That's what I don't see.
It's the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. We are at 400 North Carrollton, Rouse's Markets, the official supermarket of LSU Athletics. And they'll have all your tailgating needs, platters, liquor, beer, soft drinks, chips, dips, and more for all of your celebrating and tailgating. Also going to have a rack of ribs, $7.99, and then steak and potatoes, $9.99 here at Rouse's Markets. This is Gulf Coast Tiger Tailgating Show here on WWL. The anticipation can't be any bigger and higher for LSU fans headed into tonight's Peach Bowl matchup in the college football playoff semifinal matchup. Number one, LSU, and number four, Oklahoma. Welcome into the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show here. 400 North Carrollton, Rouse's Markets, the official supermarket of LSU Athletics. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. And I'm going to take a little break from LSU Oklahoma for a moment because I want to get Bobby Hebert's perspective on the NFL 100 list, and Saints quarterback Drew Brees was not in the top 10 of that list. And Bobby Hebert is, well, steaming hot over it, to be honest.
Well, it's just BS. It is blasphemy that the most accurate quarterback in pro football history, I'm not even talking about all the records. I'm just talking about accuracy. And when you talk about not only one season, but throughout his career, and he's like has almost the top five most accurate seasons ever. So how can you not be in the top 10? It's just a bunch of BS. If Drew Brees was playing for the Cowgirls or he was playing in New York, he'd be on the top 10 list. He'd for sure be on the top five. And I don't know, there's a lot of Louisiana haters out there. Only Peyton Manning was on the list. What about Terry Bradshaw? I mean, winning four Super Bowls. Now, the one individual I'm not going to hate on because that was hard to do what he did, Dan Marino, even without winning a Super Bowl, the numbers he put up, I just know in the day and age and what he did, that's what quarterbacks are doing today.
Drew's got better numbers than Dan Marino.
Okay, but I look at the day and age and when he played, even without the championships. So you can view the championships. Now, I think Otto Graham over Sammy Ball simply because all the championships he won. Sammy Ball, I can understand if you're old school. The one guy, and I'm not a hater because I think he's a great American, he's the richest professional football player in history. It ain't even close. You can combine every other individual. They're not even close to Roger Staubach.
He made most of his money in his post-career.
Commercial real estate, but Roger Staubach is not on the level of Drew Brees. If you can recall that with the Dallas Cowboys, he actually got benched for Craig Martin. The great Roger the Dodger Staubach and all we accomplished for Dallas, Tom Landry benched him at times for Craig Martin. So Johnny Unitas, I could see that in there. But the one player, and you look at the whole list, is Roger Staubach benefited playing for the Dallas Cowgirls. He is not ahead of Drew Brees. He should not be. But any list does not have Drew Brees on in the top 10 is bogus. It's just not taking into consideration what he accomplished and answering the bell year in and year out, game in and game out. And, again, the number one thing, I even say this on the college level, you'll see that today. You'll see that throughout the playoffs, whether you're talking about the college playoffs or the NFL, how accurate you are with the football. Well, nobody's been more accurate than Drew Brees. So that's just a bogus list, and it's ridiculous. And I'm not being a homer on this because there's no way in hell Drew Brees would not be on this list if he played for the Giants or the Jets or even in New York or the Cowgirls. He'd be on that list. And I think it's a tough list considering the competition, but Drew Brees should be amongst that number. But look, even like Brett Favre. And all with Brett Favre, like I said, Terry Bradshaw. You can go on and nitpick.
Yep.
But all knows you're going to have the top record holder ever. But, again, I go with the accuracy standpoint that that's a BS list, that Drew Brees not being on it.
The roster was selected by a committee made up of 26 coaches, executives, and former players and members of the media.
So what I'd like to see is where exactly is he on the list?
Right.
Right? So is he at number 11? Or is he at number, like they said, it was 22, I think. Or is he number 22?
No, he made that top, like the final, like 22, wherever they broke it down. But, I mean.
Right, but where
was he on 11
that
or 12?
And why? Why is that? And you're right, though. With all of his accolades, everything that he's accomplished, including a Super Bowl win, plus taking a team out of ruins, basically, right, after Katrina.
Yeah.
And developing them, us, to what we are today, a national football, like, powerhouse? Like, really? Like, how do you not put him on that top 10 team?
And listen, even as great as John Elway was, I can tell you I played against John Elway. John Elway is not as good as Drew Brees. Oh, well, what are you talking about? I'm telling you, John Elway, you know why a lot of times John Elway had the most fourth quarter comebacks?
Because they were losing.
Because he was sucking for three
losing.
Quarters.
Right.
He was playing terrible. Now, you know how you bringing your team back.
Right.
All I know is we played John Elway and the Broncos, beat them 42-0. They didn't even score. I'm going to say 1988.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. How did John Elway win those Super Bowls the back end of his career? They ran
TD,
the ball.
TD.
They
yep.
ran ball. Peyton Manning got his second Super Bowl win.
Behind
running
yep.
the ball.
Out of everybody on that list, who's done more with less than Drew Brees? Nobody. Until Alvin Kamara and Mike Thomas came into this league, he only had one Pro Bowl pass catcher and tight end Jimmy Graham.
Well, what has Jimmy Graham done since he left a Saints uniform? And I mean, he's just a starter for the Seahawks and the Packers.
Yeah, he did nothing.
Man,
he's done nothing.
Drew Brees helped Jimmy Graham get paid. Get paid.
Right.
Now, just think about that. I'm telling you, the one thing, Herb, is that I look at Drew Brees and as a quarterback from an accuracy standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
He has all the records.
Yep.
No one has been more accurate. He's getting ready to break his own record.
His own record, right.
That's why.
So how do you leave him off of that when you have guys on there that have records that he's broken?
Well,
right?
I made a mistake. Brett Favre is on there. High risk, high reward.
Yep.
But Joe Montana. I'm telling you, Roger the Dodger Staubach, who is a billionaire, and it was unmost success off the field.
Right.
I'm just telling because he played with the Cowgirls.
Yep.
You know what his net worth is, Roger Staubach? You
know
what his net worth is?
I know it's like over $1 billion.
It's more than mine.
It's only $600 million. It's only $600 million.
Only?
Only.
We see. I'd read different things that might fluctuate, but I thought it was close to $1 billion.
And it depends on what we're talking about, what net worth is, right?
Right.
Right.
So. But it's liquefiable.
Yeah.
It's everything that you have, assets and all that stuff that you can sell right now.
I heard that no other NFL players worth more money than Roger Staubach.
No, that is correct. He is the richest.
But that's because of what he's done off the field, right?
Because they didn't pay him
in Texas, right?
Yeah. Because he didn't make any money on the field.
No, he might have made $5 million total at the back of the
time. Well, I didn't even know that, Herb. Because let me tell you, Terry Bradshaw won 4 Super Bowls. You know, he never even made $500,000 in a season.
Wow!
It was like 400, like 85,000 or something, a season salary, and he won 4 Super Bowls. What if he was playing today and you went 4 Super Bowls? Well, you're making $35-40 million a year.
You're making a $120 million contract, right?
Yeah.
Yes, easy.
But I don't know. That list is hard because that's all great quarterbacks. I acknowledge all of that.
No,
but to not have Drew Brees on that list. It is blasphemy.
After what he's done.
It's a bunch of BS.
Yes.
Now, on
it's a discredit. It's a discredit to that committee that selected these 10.
Yeah, really how did they come up with those?
Well, and I think if Drew would have played in New York or even Dallas, he would be on that list. I think that the bias that does make a difference as far as the exposure. And on another topic, because we didn't get to talk about this, Christian, and Antonio Brown.
Yep.
Oh, do you want Antonio Brown or not? It's all in the headlines. He's coming to town. People are calling me to do national shows. Hey, Bear, what do you think? Antonio Brown with the Saints. I go, what? They
just bring him for a
workout.
They bring
him for a workout. They bring
didn't
in,
sign him yet.
They bring in five or
the
six
five
players.
They brought in seven receivers.
Okay, yeah, they bring in. That happens every
this
week.
Time year, this time of year, right. Here, give me a little bit of room to explain. This time of year, every team in the NFL is working on future contracts.
Yes.
Okay. They're getting that list ready so once the season's over, they can sign guys to future contracts. Could Antonio Brown potentially be in that future contract?
Yes.
The other aspect of it is that you got to consider is he would go on the commissioner's exempt list.
Right.
Okay?
Immediately. Now, they want to find out if he's going to do that because why if he's not, wouldn't you want to prevent the San Francisco 49ers signing him the week of the NFC Championship game and playing
Seattle Seahawks or
anybody.
Right.
Whoever, yeah.
And then, not to mention, it's a workout. That's all it is a workout. And look, if you do sign him before the playoffs and you just say, Antonio, just get us through four games. Just behave for four games.
I don't know if he can do it. But
I don't
anyway,
think he can either.
Yeah.
Somebody has to delete his Twitter account and all that, Instagram,
his
everything.
Phone from him, period. But at the end of the day, the thing about that workout was exactly what Christian is saying. Sean Payton wanting to find out who's out there, who's available, and can they bring us any additional firepower, not only for the playoffs, but moving forward. Because we know Michael Thomas has 145 catches. The second closest guy is Ted Ginn Jr., with 29 catches.
Yeah.
What is that? Like, literally. And Ted's, I love Ted to death, but Ted's probably dropped 20 of them. Should have had 50 catches. But at the end of the day, we have to find a second receiver that can be viable to play
on
the
other side. Listen to what Sean Payton said when he asked if they're going to sign him. He said, not now.
Right, not now.
Not now.
Right. Now, here's the other thing.
Well, they want to get familiar with the player and just talk to him one-on-one to see, and that's all part of the process.
Now, here's the other thing with AB is the fact of the matter is the commissioner's exemption list, right? So if they sign him this year and they put him on the list, does that mean that there's further implications coming next year also because they need to find out that? Or are they going to basically use the fact that he didn't play all year this year as a quote-unquote suspension type of year? Because I know at the end of the day, whenever he does sign again, that they're going to put him on the exemption list. And then the NFLPA is going to say, well, what do you guys want to do moving forward? How do we handle this? And I think Sean is interested to know
if
he's going to
that.
Be available, let's say, week one of next year, why not take him?
Yeah, well, let me tell you, this is what you have to approach, you have to take if you're a member of the Houdat Nation. And I'm going to give you some sound advice because I think they've earned this respect and their trust.
Yes.
I'll do whatever the hell Sean Payton says.
Whatever he wants. Whatever.
Whatever Mickey Loomis and Sean Payton, I'm
whatever
all for. If they said, oh, no, we don't want him, okay. If they said they want him, okay, I'm all for that.
Let's take him. Right.
All I'll say, the total trust
right.
that I have in Sean Payton, knowing the locker room
yes.
and the front office with Mickey Loomis, whatever the hell they want to do is fine with me.
Bobby,
and I
I've
think
never,
all the fans should take that approach.
Bobby, I've never been a part of an NFL locker room, but if I think the players would take is, all right, if you're straight, if you can behave and you can help us win,
come on
board.
Man, we're trying to win a damn second Super Bowl.
And the third.
Miami twice, all that. We want whatever it might take.
I mean, if he's going to behave, the players are going to know, hey, that cat can play and help us win.
But
if he's working to win, then they'll be okay with it.
But he ain't coming in this year. That's the thing. Even if we sign him, he ain't playing this year.
Because with the owners and the from off-the-field stuff we're dealing with Yeah. But to say that Antonio Brown will not play in the NFL again, I don't think.
Too talented.
Society has too much talent to not give him out. Look at the perfect example. Who's a poor man, Antonio Brown? Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
Okay, when the Browns are out. Look how many chances he got.
Right.
Come on. You don't think they're going to give Antonio Brown chances?
I think they will. I think they will.
Yeah, of course.
Now, here's the missing link in this whole story and what everybody's overlooking. Who are the other guys that the Saints brought in? Because ultimately, we still need a second guy, really, to help us as much as possible moving forward in today's playoffs.
Well, because we end up putting on IR the receiver from Marion. Christian, help me his name. You having a brain fart, too?
Yes.
Tell me that number. I might be able to help.
No. Man, I have to look at my notes. who? Someone just said? No, that's not the name of the player.
No, that's
what
not
he's talking about, like farting or something. Like, what? Hold on. I
know Tommy notes. Lee Lewis was one of the players that was brought in.
Nah, the guy, some fan. Look, they're going to Texas. This is the guy from Marion, Indiana, who we brought in.
Was he number 87?
And he can block. And He's like a 2 or 3 year veteran we brought in the middle of the season.
Krishan Hogan.
Yes, Hogan. That cat, all of a sudden, we're bringing in receivers because they're putting him in an IR because he's hurt.
Right.
And he actually caught a pass in a game.
Right.
So they said, okay, we need depth.
Right.
And who can we trust? Not necessarily trusting the young guys we have on the practice squad, wanting a veteran for the playoffs.
Right.
Looking at some of the comments from Saints players about the possibility of A.B. landing in New Orleans, DeMario Davis says our front office knows what it's doing. Ted Ginn Jr. says it would be great. So they would embrace Antonio Brown.
Man, listen.
Why not, though? Why wouldn't you? If you're doing the right things that you need for the locker room to succeed.
Well, the thing is, and he just has to control his social media. Now, I don't know. That's a little out of control.
With
the Steelers thing. Remember when he did the Facebook Live?
Yes.
The locker room stays in the locker room. Yeah. You cannot do that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
this is where Ted Ginn Jr. really hits a home run.
Yes.
That type of talent that matches what we have around here, as long as he comes in
with the right mindset
and wants to win and be a team player, it's nothing that we can shy away from. He's a top guy in this league. He's been a top guy in the league. Bringing him in and putting him with a guy like Mike and the rest of us, that's it. That's in
the defense could not win. Who are you? You can't double anybody. And then you got Jerry Cook at tight end. You got Kamara.
So
what?
That opens the game up for Kamara.
Oh, listen, it would be.
They would outlaw the offense.
Okay, it's not fair. We'd have to cheap shot Drew Brees to get him out the game or something.
Everybody getting paid.
Because they would get burnt.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm an Antonio Brown fan, okay, when you look at what he's done against the Saints, because you know what did we witness? You know who's the top-notch cornerback?
Yep,
it's Marshawn Lattimore. And he
ate him up.
What?
14 passes, like 185 yards.
Hey, listen, all I know is Lattimore got humbled going against that receiver. And Marshawn Lattimore is a stud.
Yes.
And so, like Ted Ginn says, why wouldn't you want him on the team? Because I think we have the right leaders in the locker room that we could control them.
Yes. I know this. He was behaving in New England until the other investigation
started. And he didn't.
Wanted to go to New England going back to last offseason.
And the
Raiders signed him and the Patriots
now, and the other investigation, we came about with all that, how do you
the
describe
LSU
it?
Gymnast?
Yeah. How would you describe that?
That was
sexual harassment?
Yeah. Some sort of sexual harassment.
Okay.
Whatever.
Well, sexual harassment.
Sexual assault.
Sexual assault.
Was it assault or harassment?
Okay.
Assault.
Well, you look at that, and all happened. And then all of a sudden, he's going on social media. You know who he's throwing under the bus? The damn owner. Robert Kraft. When he's at the massage parlors. Come on. Hello. You can't do that.
Nah, you can't do that.
Come on. The owner said, I don't want that. I thought that while sweeping that under the rug. I thought that was going away.
Yeah.
We ain't got to worry about that Ms. Gale or nothing.
No.
You know? But the thing about that, here he is. He's throwing Robert Kraft. Well, y'all after me? What about Robert Kraft? He's the owner of the team. That's where he screwed up with the Patriots. He would still be on the Patriots if he wouldn't have done that,
no,
I think.
No, the investigation is ultimately what prompted
to get suspended then?
Yeah, that's what prompted the Patriots to ultimately separate
Antonio Brown. Oh, yeah, of course.
Because
that,
of the public pressure?
The public pressure and Robert Kraft.
Yeah, that was another.
I don't want him
notch
around.
Another rung on the ladder, if you will.
Right.
Bobby Hebert, Herb Tyler, Christian Garrick. It's the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Just had to mix in a little Saints conversation. How could you not with those two big stories with Drew Brees being left off the top 10 list and the top 100 NFL quarterbacks of all time, and also Antonio Brown working out with the Saints yesterday. This is WWL. Back here on the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show, 400 North Carrollton, Rouse's Markets, the official supermarket of LSU Athletics. Donnie Rouse, one of the third generation of Rouse's, who leads the company, wants to wish a happy, blessed, and safe New Year to you and your family. They've got all your tailgating needs, platters, liquor, beer, soft drinks, chips, dips, and more for all of your tailgating and celebrating. Come on by Rouse's Markets today to pick up a platter, maybe some ribs, some steak and potatoes. They'll make it easy for you. You don't have to cook for your pregame tailgating party that you might be hosting today, as LSU is set to play Oklahoma in the Peach Bowl, number 1 versus number 4 in the college football playoff semifinal matchup. Bobby, give me three keys for an LSU victory for you?
Well, the number one is that don't shoot yourself in the foot. Keep this trend going. You know, that turnover margin. Boy, Christian, it seemed like no matter when I'm talking about the Saints or LSU.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
The same thing.
I mean, when I look at it, Oklahoma's minus seven, the turnover margin. Well, keep them on the minus side. I'm not saying even if it's even, don't let Oklahoma be plus two and you minus two.
Right.
Or something, because that could affect what's going to occur in the game.
Yep.
And somehow you have to contain Jalen Hurts. I think he's going to make his plays. But you don't need to let him go hog wild. He's not a hog. He's a Sooner. But so to speak, he's an outstanding player, Coach Orgeron said. And if you look in the past, he's actually beaten LSU with his feet.
Yep.
You cannot let him do that. He's made some big plays with his feet. But, you know, what's impressive about him, he's now throwing the ball better than he's done in the past.
Yep.
But I still say don't let him beat you with his feet because then he'll have success with the pass. So that'd be my second one. The third thing would be continue to have explosive play, because that's very discouraging no matter what the opponent. This is mind-boggling when you think about it, how a blitzkrieg. What I mean by that, we've even mentioned that with Sean Payton and Drew Brees when they've had those three or four play drives, when all of a sudden a team might think they have the momentum, and all of a sudden you give up a touchdown after only three or four plays. And with LSU, I look at this, they've scored 60 touchdown drives, 3 minutes or less, and they've had 78 offensive touchdowns. So 60, if that continues, Oklahoma has no chance. Have those explosive drives, not necessarily sustained drives, because Oklahoma's going to want to keep the ball away from LSU.
Yep.
Just be explosive, still have the ability like you did throughout the season to make those plays. But I think, again, the number one thing is that, again, protect the football like you've been.
Yep.
And then being able to take it away.
Bobby and Herb, you just heard that stat. 60 of LSU's 78 offensive scoring
3 minutes
drives,
or less.
3 minutes or less. What would you think is like, what would you say is just do? Is just good? Like, what's the watermark?
Would it be 20 out of 15 or 20?
Okay.
15 or 20.
20 out of 78?
They've done three times.
60 out of 78? Yeah, what's the percentages there?
No, that is mind-boggling.
Yeah,
that's almost like LSU opponents not playing any defense against them.
Right.
It's like, don't give up the what do you say? I don't chunk plays, splash plays. Don't give that up. And teams have given that up against LSU.
It'd be hard to do that against Aaron.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Sometimes
they drop the ball or whatever.
Yeah, exactly, sometimes they look like they've been playing doing routes on air. I mean, it's just. That's incredible.
Now, the one thing, what I think it could be this type of game, and it's happened recently, is Oklahoma-Alabama kind of game. And why? The reason why I bring it up.
76% of their drives.
Okay.
Three minutes or less.
Like, talking about chunk, explosive plays. Yeah, hello. Now, if I look at, we view Oklahoma. When have you not viewed Oklahoma as of late? You've always viewed them as a high-powered offense.
Yep.
Now, they have individual players that play in the NFL because of their speed, but you don't look at them as just a dominating defense. They've always been a high-powered offense. You look even in the past two semifinal appearances. The first one, you remember they lost double overtime to Georgia.
Yep.
Look at last year. That's what I think it could be, this kind of game. And LSU comes out on top. This would be an 11-point type win, and I think that's what Vegas looks at. They beat, I should say, Alabama beat them 45-34 last year. Don't Alabama can play defense?
Yep.
I mean, but think of that game, 45-34.
Maybe. Let's
say
that, because if you think about it, that game started the onslaught, because the very next game, Clemson, Alabama scored, 10 points?
Exactly.
You know,
And Clemson waxed the Alabama defense.
Right, they gave up 50 points or whatever.
Yeah.
Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick. And Herb Tyler, it's the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Final thoughts next here on WWL. Herb Teasy.
Off the easy.
Along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick. Final segment here of the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Live at 400 North Carrollton Rouse's Markets, the official supermarket of LSU Athletics. Herb, give me your three keys for an LSU victory today.
So the first things first is you got to respect Jalen Hurts as a quarterback. He's a guy that's just everybody loves. He's played on a this level of football for the last 3 years. We got to stop him from running the ball as well as passing the ball. So we have to have a solid outing on defense. We need to create some turnovers as well. Second of all, I think that what's really going to play a significant role in this game is going to be up front. Who wins the line of scrimmage? And I know that's cliche, but at the end of the day, it's just we should win the matchup. We're bigger up front offensively and defensive line-wise, and we should definitely push those guys around and play in Oklahoma's backfield and then push the Oklahoma's defensive line around nobody's business. I think we should definitely do that.
I'm not going to give you – are you done with your three? Or are you still
I got one? No, I still got one
give,
more.
Give me one more.
And my last one is, I think what Bobby said, is continue to play the type of offensive game that we've been playing. Just go down the field.
Fast break offense.
Try to get another five more series where you can get under 3 minute touchdowns and then a couple of longer drives with touchdowns. So if you can score, I think if we can score somewhere between – 6 or 7 touchdowns a day, we win the game easily.
I'm not going to give you three keys. I'm going to give you basically the path, what would have to happen for Oklahoma to end up upsetting LSU. And it's simple. It's going to sound disrespectful to Oklahoma, but I've said it before. I'm comfortable. If this line were LSU favored by 16, I'd be comfortable with that line. And the way I see it, Oklahoma, they're going to try some tricks. They're going to have to. Fake punt, fake field goals, surprise onsides. Yeah. That's just how – they are the talent-inferior team against LSU. That's just that's facts, as Bobby would say. That's a fact.
That's crazy.
Well, it's a fact, and you know what's another fact, and I think this is going to be the future of college football, is that – and we welcome this because we got Joe Burrow, the transfers.
Yeah.
If you look at it, both schools are powered – by transfer quarterbacks.
Three of the four in the playoffs.
Okay, look at LSU. Heisman winner in Joe Burrow, transfer from Ohio State. Oklahoma was on his third transfer in a row. Remember, Baker Mayfield was at Texas Tech. Kyler Murray was at Texas A&M. And Jalen Hurts was at Alabama.
Yeah.
So you might say, well, we don't necessarily got it right straight out of high school.
Right.
But if you have a top-notch program – you're going to have top quarterbacks maybe looking for a different opportunity. Look at the Ohio State quarterback
from
Georgia. Justin Fields.
And then you take
that
up, take that up another notch is all of the guys you just mentioned were all at the Heisman Trophy candidate presentation, right?
Right.
Now, not all of them win it, but you had Justin Fields. You had Joe Burrow.
They're all in the mix.
You had Jalen Hurts. You had Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray who both won it. So it's like, man, that transfer portal is something that can really transcend you to a different area.
And your team. What have you done for me lately? And just because you think you're waiting in the wings?
Yeah.
It's changed the landscape of college football.
Yeah. And I think Miles Brennan is the quarterback next year, but by a lot of competition. And we're going to have to wait and see, because I know he can fling it. He can spin it. But we're going to have to wait and see what's going to occur. But all the programs. I don't care if you're the Alabama's, if you're the Oklahoma's, LSU's, Clemson's, Ohio State. No, that's just the nature of the beast. It's going to be like, okay.
Well, you're going to have talent around no matter what.
And old school, when you think about it, ahead of his times, was Russell Wilson.
Yes.
Now, a graduate and all that, he goes from North Carolina State to Wisconsin, becomes a team captain.
Yep.
Now the rest is history.
Yep.
He's up in the conversation. He's carrying the Seahawks as MVP candidate.
Now, look, the only thing that worries me, and I say worry, but the only thing that I have a little bit of reluctancy on with Miles Brennan is the fact of he can throw the ball from here to Texas, but can he put the ball where it needs to be on time and to the right person?
See, that I think that's he could thing. Do. That's what I think he can do. I don't think he can make the plays with his feet like Joe Burrow.
Yeah, we haven't seen that at all.
Can he also dissect the defense?
Right, that's
on
what
the fly,
I mean.
Cerebrally. Where is he cerebrally?
I think he could do all that. I've watched enough of him in the spring, and I've been with Coach O and all that. I'm not worried about him throwing it. To me, it's the intangibles and staying healthy. And I think he is tough. I don't know if you could coach toughness. I don't think Joe Burrow's off the chart.
Yep.
But I'm telling you, he will not have, I think, the instincts. He doesn't need to if he knows he's going the ball, but that. Added asset of Joe Burrow making plays with his feet. I don't think he can extend pass plays like Joe Burrow, because Joe Burrow is exceptional. But look at the runs Joe Burrow He's not Lamar Jackson, but look at the positive runs that he gets, the sustained drives, and the plays he makes. That's the only thing that I think he's lacking. Joe Burrow's the Heisman Trophy winner. Hello?
Right.
But as far as spinning the ball, purely throwing it, no.
Arm talent.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Yeah. Without a doubt.
Yeah. All right, 50-30. I'm taking the over. LSU wins, and they are going to play Clemson on January 13th right here in New Orleans in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. So they're beating Oklahoma. Quickly, your prediction.
I'm taking 45-30-40. They don't cover, but 11-point win, that's a big win.
45-23, that's it.
There you go. That's a wrap here on the Gulf Coast Bank & Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. I'm Christian Garrick, Semper Fi. I am out. I want to thank on-site engineer Dominic Mitchum, our executive producer and program director Diane Newman, along with master control David Potter and Joey Falgu. I'm out. Herb, do your thing, man.
Hey, man, we love you. Thank you for listening. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.